Good afternoon, beautiful day. Welcome back to Bowman's Woods here at the future homestead of Bowman's Woods in terms of a house. As you can see right now, I'm kind of living in a trailer. Janice shows up on the weekends. Just want to show you my solar systems, my solar generators, how I'm running things on the homestead, on the interim homestead. So as I've mentioned in a previous episode, I love glass panels. I've reviewed a lot. These big, huge Renogy ones are my big power inputters. And then I got a bunch of other glass panels, including these folding glass panels that I've already done a review of. Today, we're going to review how do I have them set up to various solar generators. As you can see, I've got a bunch of Blue Yeti ones. I have a Blue Yeti AC200 Max on the left and an AC200L on the right. And this AC200L is new to be reviewed on this channel, although I've had an AC200L for many, many months. So I'm well versed in this. So in this episode, I'm going to show you my setup to keep everything running so I don't have to use, well, there's a solar generator under that tarp. If we get a lot of rain days in a row and we're just getting absolutely no solar, I will fire on the gas generator as a backup, but generally I never need to. There's usually at least enough kind of sunny, cloudy days mixed together that I don't need to do it. Maybe every couple of weeks, it's probably just healthy for the generator anyway to fire it on. Sometimes I fire it on if it's stinking hot and I want to run the AC in the trailer. That's a big draw item, and if you're going to run it for hours, you know, you'll blow through your solar generators really fast. In this episode too, I'm going to kind of give you a review of the AC200L because it's my main one. I've had one for a while. I should say why. I've had one for a while because Blue Yeti sent me one to review before they were even released. It was a beta. So they said, take a look at it. Let us know what you think. If it's amazing as is, then you can do a review. If not, let us know, because there were still some iterations we might put on this product. Sure enough, they sent it to me and there were a couple issues. And you know me, every review, I give you the pros, I give you the cons. Just because a company sends me a product, I'm not a shill for the company. I tell them ahead of time, send it to me. I'll give them my honest opinion. And I've said in the past, if it's an absolute piece of garbage, I will contact the company and say, I'm not going to do a review for this because you don't want me to, because I'm just going to say nothing good. Most times they right away go, I give them the list of all the problems and they usually go, okay, no reviews needed. So don't think that just because I'm talking about a product that somebody sent me to review that I'm all of a sudden being a paid shill. You'll tell by this video that I'm going to give you the pros. I'm going to give you the cons. I'm also going to contrast the newer AC200L to the AC200 Max, which I bought myself years ago now. It's probably 3 years ago now. And I love that thing. It has some things that I actually like that the new model doesn't have. So we'll get into that. So let's just talk about what we've got here. Now, the problem, if you know anything about solar panels, is you really can only put similar solar panels into a source, into a storage source, like a solar generator. So these ones, obviously the biggest, have the highest voltage and the most this, that, and the other thing. So I can't put those in series with these smaller ones or in series with these smaller ones. So these go into my main AC200L. Let me show you where it goes. And I'll talk about these. These are my covers for my other two Blue Yetis when I'm worried it's gonna rain. I put a cover over them so they don't get rained on. Here's the hub, and I know it looks like a congested mess of wires. So this is the original AC200L that I got a while back as a beta. It had one flaw that made me not review it, and that is it works perfectly when you're charging by solar, but when you're charging by AC, it had a flaw that when it got to 100% full from AC, it shut off. So you had to turn it back on and start whatever you were doing. That was a fatal flaw in my opinion, so that's why I never did a review. This is a Blue Yeti AC70. I forget what the full number is, but it's an AC70, about 1,000-watt inverter on that. That one I use to just do smaller draw things. Like I have some storage batteries in the back here for extra capacity. When I have solar coming in and this is full, I will just plug in one of these AC-powered battery chargers and charge up those. The reason being, at night or if we get a lot of rain, I can actually plug the battery directly into any of these as, in essence, a fake solar in. The the solar generator thinks it's getting solar panels in when it's actually coming from a 24 volt battery. So I'll let me turn these around. So usually they face the other way, but because I was starting the video that way, I turned them around. Okay, let me break in here and just talk about the specs of the AC200L before I go on and show you how I use it in my homestead and compare it to the AC200 Max. It is a solar generator that uses lithium iron phosphate batteries, and it has a lot of positive features that I've mentioned in many of my previous reviews of similar solar generators. When you have a lithium iron phosphate battery, you have 3,000 cycles of charge. That means completely dead to completely full, 3,000 plus cycles, which will last decades probably, but it says 10-year lifespan, so let's go with that. Six ways to charge, that's, you know, I could get into detail. It's all the different ways of solar and AC it simultaneously and whatnot. Obviously, we talked about the smart app control. It is UPS, which is an uninterrupted power source with a 20 millisecond time frame from the time the power goes off. It's so quick that your computer or whatever wouldn't even notice that it's gone from city power to the solar generator. So if you want to use it as a UPS, there is that option. Now, the other thing they say is 2400 watts of AC input. Now, I've never seen that. I'm assuming they mean if you plug in your solar generator and you also plug in your expansion batteries, which we'll talk about in a second, you can get a lot of AC in at once. But I've only ever seen when I plugged in my AC200L, I've seen about 1500 watts when you just plug in this thing alone. Maybe that's something I'd have to look into. I don't know where they're getting the 2400 watts from. Now they're saying 1200 watts of solar input. I can attest to that because I'm constantly using that 1100 watt solar panels to both of these, and it's never been a problem. And one thing I've tested many, many times with the Blue Eddy lithium iron phosphate batteries is what's its real capacity. Now this one alone, if you're not talking expansion batteries, is 2048 watt hours. What percentage of that do you actually get? Because there is a thing called phantom draw, which means that just by being on and having the inverter ready to be used, it's actually draining some of the battery. So in the best case scenario, I find that if you're drawing at a relatively conservative rate, let's say 300-400 watts at a time, you're going to get about 92-93% of its rated capacity, which is very, very good. Anything above 90% I think is excellent. So Blue Eddy's always done well at this. So I know for my 200L I've had in the past and my 200 Max, it's above 90% capacity, even when you're just doing a slow draw, medium draw, even a faster draw, it's usually above the 90% range. If you want to see my testing in more detail, I'm kind of glossing over it here because I've done a number of Blue Eddy tests. Go back and check out some of my previous reviews of Blue Eddy products. Now, on the top of the screen there, they're saying expandable capacity to 8192 watt hours. At first, I was wondering, how the heck are they doing that? But when you go to the next info page, you can see there's different options. I have the B230, which really only lets you put one battery on, but they've got a thing called a B210 and a B300, which looks to be that you can put two batteries together, snap them together, and get the combined capacity, plus the capacity that's already in the AC200L. So that's how they're getting that number. Like I mentioned in this video, the AC200 Max had two input ports. So I was able to put two B230 batteries into that solar generator. The new one only has one port. So you either get just one B230 or you have to buy one of these more advanced batteries that click together and double the capacity that way. And this last info screen, the most important thing it's on here that's not on another screen is the 5-year warranty. Obviously, we've talked about the smart app control, the UPS feature, and upgraded innovation, which means things like power surges, over voltage protection, low voltage protection, charging in sub-zero temperatures. All of that is protected so that you never have any permanent damage to your product by overusing it, underusing it, trying to charge it when it's freezing cold outside, that sort of stuff. So yeah, they've done a lot in here. There is a computer chip obviously running all the diagnostics inside here to protect you from yourself. So there you go. And one benefit of being a viewer is that I have an extra savings for you. Now the Prime Days are coming up July 16th and 17th. You go to the Blue Eddy website, put in the code CraigPD50, links are in the description, and you'll get an extra $50 off the already lowered price for the Prime Day sale. So that's something to take advantage of if you are thinking of getting a solar generator. So let's get back to my talk about how I use this AC200L on my interim homestead. Okay, so this is the original AC200 Max, as you can see from the labeling there. This one has a touchscreen, so we'll talk about some of the difference. This is the AC200L and it doesn't have a touchscreen. You have to press a button to get the screen to come on. So as you can see right now, they're charging with solar. Like I told you, I've got multiple solar arrays coming in, so I've got multiple solar panels getting charged at any given time. So that's the first thing you'll notice right away. Touch screen, no buttons, and buttons. So is it a pro, is it a con? I like the touch screen. I like that there's menus and stuff that you can get into and look around, but this doesn't have that. But you don't necessarily need it, because Blue Yeti has an app that has every possible toggle of turning this on, turning that on. Do you want it to charge slow, called silent mode, standard, or turbo? They both have that. It's just a lot more stuff can be done through this touch screen than can be done through this. This really only has your power on. Your power on's here, your DC's here, your USB here, and your AC out there. Other than that, it looks very similar. You've got four AC ports, just like on the 200 Max. You've got the big, this is what I do use under my trailer, a RV port. And of course you have your cigarette adapter. And this is just in case you have one of these weird 48 volt plugs. I don't know what uses that, but it's there. This one, same thing, cigarette adapter, a different kind of plug. This is a 12 volt. This one's a 48 volt. Again, don't know when you would use that, but it's there. And then of course the normal, you know, DC, 12 volt DC out, USB-C, USB-A, USB-A. This one's changed a bit. Instead of four USB-A, it's got two USB-A and two 100 watt USB-C. So that's an improvement, because I think USB-C is more the common modern standard versus USB-A. So that's an improvement on the 200L. Another improvement is this is a 2048 watt hour capacity, and I believe 2200 max inverter out. It doesn't say on the face here, but I'm going from memory. This one has a 2400 watt inverter, so a bigger inverter, and both of these have a surge ability to go above that. The bigger standard inverter means bigger surge capacity as well. So yeah, I've used this thing now just to, I test it. I've charged it a bunch of times with solar. I've charged it with AC. Of course, I'm not at home now, so I can't plug into a wall, but I have charged it with the gas generator just to see that it doesn't have that fatal flaw of turning off once it's fully charged with AC. Of course, this new one is not a beta, so that it doesn't have that problem anymore. Oh, another thing you'll notice off the top that I guess is a downgrade is the old one had the whole wireless charging for your phones on here. The new one doesn't. So honestly, these things are so big and heavy, this is not something you go camping and lug it around with you and that's your only way to charge your phone. Most people don't bother. I never use this for my phone. I always plug into the USB-C. So maybe they realized by customer surveys that nobody's using this wireless charging, and it does sort of use power just because it's powered on. Even if you're not using it, it probably does have more parasitic drain on your battery. This one doesn't have that. So, you know, they made some changes, not always for the better. I don't know about the touchscreen versus not touchscreen. They went to a non-touchscreen on the newer one, and I think the logic is if your touchscreen here, and I've had this on one of the products I reviewed, ever goes corrupted and doesn't work, like the touch doesn't work, then you really are kind of screwed, other than hopefully your power button goes on and then you have to do everything through the app. If you have physical buttons, you have physical buttons, right? So you shouldn't have any problems. There's less likelihood of the physical buttons not working, as opposed to if you get a crack on your touch screen, usually they're screwed. They don't work anymore. So if you crack this screen somehow, or it just comes and there's a defective part on the screen, your only way to change anything, turn on AC, turn on DC, do anything, is from the app. This is physical buttons. I think a lot of people would prefer physical buttons, but I'm so used to this one that when I want to do something, change something, I'm so used to touching the screen that when I come over here, I start touching the screen at first and I forget, oh right, it's not a touch screen, it's a button thing. So there you go. Bigger capacity inverter. It's the same battery, 2048 watt hour battery in both, as you can see. So the battery didn't get any bigger. One other thing that's of note, on my one in my trailer, the one that's the AC200L that's in here, that's kind of my main one. Again, I'm charging it by solar, so it's not that whole flaw of it shutting off when AC power gets to 100% is not really, it's a moot point because I don't often charge it by AC. But you'll notice on the older model, this is for expansion batteries. You can see over here, I have one B230 expansion battery up on the top. That really doubles my capacity. Plus there's some added features. There's some USB-Cs and there's an AC or a cigarette adapter on the expansion battery. So that's a nice additional, if you really needed to charge a lot of things quickly, having the expansion battery is a plus. But as you can see, on the old one, you had the ability to add two expansion batteries. On the new one, you only have one. So, I don't know if that's a huge deal to anybody, but if you were the type of person that is planning to buy a solar generator and then get two expansion batteries, you're not going to be able to do it with the new one. You were able to do it with the old one. Other things I've noticed is the fan on the old one is a little bit louder. Not that it's loud, but listen. And then this one over here, almost can't tell it's even on. And they're both being charged by solar right now, so they both should be running about the same. So there you go. What I often do in my setup is I'll daisy chain them. So my main AC200L in here is my heart, but I'm going to move it. I'm going to move the new one over here just in case I do charge by AC from the gas generator. I've had that happen once or twice where I forget and it's raining and I plug in the gas generator into this and all of a sudden I notice my fridge is running off propane instead of off electric and I'm like, what? And then I realized because the gas generator got this to 100%, it actually shut it off, which means I have to restart everything, which is, again, that's why I never reviewed it the first time. That is a fatal flaw. Now that I have this new one, I can sub this out for the exact same model in here, and it'll be exactly the same. Now, getting back to daisy chaining. Since this is my main one, everything in my trailer runs off of that one. It's got the RV plug into it, so everything runs. Even if I run the microwave, the air conditioner, everything comes out of this one. Works great, but even with the expansion battery, there's times where it's getting the solar from the big solar panels over there, the big Renogy. It's about 1100 watts, 550 watts times two, so 1100 watts. So it's getting a ton of solar in. But even then, if you're running an AC unit or a microwave oven or other things that are big draws, or plugging in smaller solar generators into the AC ports in the trailer, you can blow through these batteries pretty quick. So in the event, and I use the app all the time. I love the app. I'll put on the screen what the app looks like. I'll do a screen recording. It is awesome. I do everything from inside the trailer. I monitor all of my solar generators, anything that's Blue Yeti on the Blue Yeti app. And I say, what's this at? What's that at? What's this one getting for solar? What's that one getting for solar? So it's great to be in the trailer. Even at night before I go to bed, I check what's my capacity at. So let's use this scenario. I'm going to bed, it's 10 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, it hasn't had sun in a while. What's the main solar generator at? And let's say it's like 25%. I'm like, ooh, jeez. I shouldn't have used so much power during the day because now I'm going to bed and I have to run my fridge all night and other things run off of it all night and there's no solar, of course. What I do is, you can see, I can put a extension cord into one of these and run it into here and actually plug my solar generator into my other solar generator and have it charge, top it up. So then all of a sudden you go from 28% and then you wake up and, you know, everything's fine. If you don't, and you only have 25% when you go to bed, my fridge in this trailer is such a power hog. I've got two 12-volt fridges, chest fridges, that run at like 40 watts each. And they have, one has a fridge-freezer combo, and it's still only 40 watts. And somehow or other, the trailer one's 330 watts. Crazy how much watts that fridge trailer, or the fridge in the trailer uses. So sometimes if I go away, if I'm going away for a long, like a weekend, and I'm like, and the weather's supposed to be kind of cloudy, I'll actually shut off my fridge that's built into the trailer and just put all my food into my two chest 12-volt fridges and run it off solar generators, because I can run that for, at 40 watts, I can run it for many, many days on one of these solar generators. So there you go. There is a nice feature of having any of these solar generators. If you're not sure what something is drawing, how many watts is this thing taking? Plug it into a solar generator. The screen will tell you. this much solar is coming in, this much power is going out. And if you only have one thing plugged in, you know exactly how many watts that thing takes. That's how I know those 12 volt fridges are 40 watts. So 40 watts, much better than 330. Also, I found out like how much does when I turn the microwave on, how many watts is that? I found out it's 1700 watts. Now, luckily, microwave ovens, you only turn them on for a couple minutes, you know, 2, 3, 4 minutes to heat stuff up. You're not running it for an hour. So that's good at least. But I was shocked at 1700 watts. It's not a huge microwave built into the trailer. What else is a big draw? Oh, the water heater. If you want to have a shower, there's two ways to heat your water. One's electric, one's propane. If you use the electric, I think it's also around 1700 watts to heat the water. So if you have that water heater going and the fridge happens to be clicked on, you're at like 2000 something watts. Both, all of these AC200 Max, AC200L can handle it no problem. But you wouldn't want to put more on that. So if you've got those, the heater running, water heater running, the fridge is clicked on, and then you plug in a solar generator. I have some small solar generators I keep in there for charging phones, laptops, whatever. If I go, I don't feel like coming out here and plugging it into a solar panel, why don't I just plug it into the wall? And I forget, I've already got the water heater on. You can get to the point where you overload the solar generators. And in that case, nothing bad happens. It just shuts it off. And you'll see a little thing on the screen saying voltage overload. In which case, you just have to go on your app and turn the AC back on. So obviously, turn something off so you're not overdrawing a second time, and then turn it on in the app. The app tells you everything. I just love it. And like I mentioned quickly, in the app, one thing I like is there's a silent charging mode, a standard charging mode, and a turbo charging mode. I think silent is 700 watts. Standard is 1100 watts, if I'm going for, and then turbo is like 1500 watts or something like that. So if you have a solar generator plugged in to help give it some capacity, and it's, let's say, 1000 watt maximum out, you would then make sure that your main solar generator is set in the app to silent mode, because then it's only going to take 700 watts. You don't want to put it in turbo mode if you're plugging it into a solar generator that only can do 1500 watts, and now it's going to be 1500 watts plus whatever's running in the trailer at the time. So, I got to say, I love my Blue Yeti products. I bought my very first one, I did a review on it, and that's how Blue Yeti got to know about me. But I bought my AC200 Max, loved it, did reviews of it couple years ago now at least. And then they reached out and said, do you like this new model we're coming out with? I'm like, yeah, I'll try it. I'm not going to keep buying them, but if you want to send them to me for review, I'm more than happy to do that. So going over it again, pros and cons. Pros of the new AC200L over the 200 Max is that, well, you could say the buttons, because some people like tactile buttons and they don't want a touch screen, or maybe they've had a bad experience where their phone or whatever is a touch screen has a crack or has something and now it doesn't work. And if your only way to really easily get into it and you're not an app person is the screen, and the screen breaks, you're kind of foobarred, right? So I would say buttons, I guess, could be argued as a pro, but I would also argue if you like the touchscreen and the ability to go into the menus in the screen, it's a con. The pro is it's got a bigger inverter, 2400 watts with a surge capacity of something I'll put on the screen now. I just don't remember off the top of my head. So a bigger inverter is, it just gives you that extra wiggle room if you got a, like I said, you got the microwave running and something else running. You just start plugging things in and forget how much you're actually using. The AC200L can handle it more than the AC200 Max could. Cons, kind of a small con, because I don't know too many people that have two B230 expansion batteries on their solar generator. I think if you need that much capacity, it's probably smarter to just buy a bigger solar generator instead of buying a solar generator and then buying two expansion batteries. Those expansion batteries are not cheap. So, so you can only put one. That's with the AC200L, you can only put one expansion battery on, not two. Is it a con? Probably not. I don't know too many people that buy two expansion batteries for one solar generator. But it's just something to mention. Going back to pro, more USB-C ports on the new one. The other one had four USB-A, one USB-C. This one has two USB-A and two USB-C. Both of them are 100 watt output capacity USB-C. So they're really the strong USB-C, the kind that you would plug your MacBook Pro laptop or your gaming laptop or one of these ones that's like a big draw USB-C cord, put it right in there. You're gonna get max charging. So that's pretty much it. This is kind of just a combo video of how is the Bowman Woods homestead set up. Do I have enough solar? Yes, I do. Well, yes and no. I would like more of these panels. I love these panels. They're bifacial, they're 1100 watts. Because if I had more, then I could charge my main solar generator even faster. Now, I have these ones that stay out 24/7 because they're all glass. Even though that one's folding, it is glass. Then I have about six or seven of these in my shipping container. The folding ones. Folding solar panels are great when you know you got a sunny day and you want another solar generator charge. Just so you know, I don't have this one over here because he's the ugly stepchild of the group. I have another solar generator over here charging off of that. But also you can see the tire tracks. This is where we drive in and do a circle to get around. So I can't keep adding more solar panels out here. Otherwise we can't get around because if I kept adding more solar panels. But I have, this is the Blue Eddy one, 350 watt. I have two other 400 watt ones, two of them. So I've got, that would be 350, 400, 400.
Then I've got about four or five 200 watt folding solar panels. And again, I love folding solar panels for the throw it out, going camping, doing whatever. But when you're in a permanent static position, like I am here at Bowman's Woods, glass is the way to go every single time. But keep in mind, you got a solar generator that's like the AC200L or 200 max. They can handle a pretty good size array. If you get a smaller solar generator, like the more portable, like grab and go camping ones, you're not probably going to be able to handle 1100 watts just because it's over the open circuit voltage. Keep that in mind. That's the benefit of the bigger solar generators. Now, would I like an even bigger solar generator? Hell yes, because as you can see, trying to run Bowman's Woods off of the AC200L is workable, but I have to have that second expansion battery, and I'm often daisy chaining off of another solar generator when things are cloudy or rainy or whatever, and I'm like, oh, I need more power, and there's really, solar's really not doing it for me today. I plug a solar generator into my other solar generator. If I had a bigger solar generator or a bigger battery bank of with an inverter built onto it, then I could, you know, more solar, could charge bigger batteries, yada yada. Just don't need to daisy chain then. So yeah, that maybe one day I'll review an even bigger Blue Eddy one, because they do have really big ones. They have ones that are so big they come with wheels. That would be nice. So Blue Eddy, if you're listening, if you want to send me an even bigger one, I would be more than happy to review it. I really need to get a weed whacker. I've got the flail mower on the tractor over there, and that's what does most of the area. But around chairs and around solar panels and stuff like that, can't really use a flail mower on the back of a tractor. I'll probably smash my solar panels. So I do have a gas push mower over there, hidden over there. But even with a push mower, you can't get in between things. So yeah, that's definitely taking away a little bit of the efficiency of my solar panels is grass throwing shade on my solar panels. So that's it. This is pretty much, can you live in a trailer off grid permanently using nothing but some glass panels and some solar generators? Hell yeah, you can. You just, you know, you have to manage them. Let's put that. You don't have a monster array of solar, and you don't have a monster battery bank where you can just sort of set it and forget it. This one's like, check the app. How am I doing? I'm doing good? All right, leave it the way it is. I'm a little low, daisy chain onto other solar generators. And those other solar generators are out here charging whenever I get sun. So there you go. That's how I run things at Bowman's Woods. Hopefully you found this informative. If so, show the channel some love by giving it a thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't already for more off-grid living, not only in a trailer, but we're planning to build a house with a massive solar array, tons of battery capacity, and we're going to live full-time off-grid. That's the plan. Not even tying into city power, trying to live completely off-grid. Of course, septic, water, well, and all that stuff. So that's the plan. If that's something you're looking forward to looking into more yourself, this would be the channel for you. Hit the like button, subscribe, and I'll talk to you later. Ciao for now.